I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I thought that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We know you guys love the Money Pit, so why keep it all to yourself? You can share it with friends on the Apple Podcast. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bob from Rhode Island on the line. What can we help you with today at your Money Pit?
Well, my Money Pit is a house, actually, and usually is everybody's Money Pit, I guess. I got the family's homestead. It's been in the family since 1948, and I'm in the process. I've gutted it all out. I'm down to the studs, so I took all the studs and took all the plaster and the lads off the walls and the ceiling, and I'm looking at these two chimneys in the house. It's a 2.5-decker house, and I'm trying to decide if I want to eliminate the chimneys. You know, the new boilers today, they're all direct vented, and I got to do the roof anyway, so I'm saying, is this the time to remove the chimneys? What do you think?
Well, I think it might be. If you want to get rid of the chimneys, it could be the time to do it. Do you feel like the chimneys contribute to the aesthetics of the house?
Well, that's the thought, too. That's part of the reason why I'm calling, is because they kind of do in some way, and, you know, I'm looking at when I tore the walls out, I exposed the chimney. I do like the brick, but then again, I can change the layout of the kitchen without one of the chimneys. The one in the kitchen is quite large. So.
Do these come up through the middle of the house, or they come up the outside wall?
No, they're in the middle. Not in the middle, but they're in,
okay.
inside. They're all
so that's
in,
not so bad.
Yeah, they're not like a newer house where they were outside, on the outside of the house, no.
And your furnace, your water heater, they're all direct vent today, so they're completely disconnected from the chimneys themselves?
Well, not now. I'm going to replace them. I'm going to put a Navien system in. And
okay. All right. So you're going to use a PVC probably vent pipe and take that up and out.
Correct, yes.
All right, well, listen, if you, it does make sense to remove the chimneys. They are obviously a maintenance headache and a source of many leaks. Since you're doing the roof, now is the right time to do that. Removing the chimney is not as difficult as you might expect, because it's basically like taking apart the building blocks. You start at the top and knock those bricks loose and take them down one at a time until you get below the top of the chimney. You probably go right down to the attic floor, I would imagine, so that it's not in the middle of the attic. And then go ahead and resheathe that roof, fill the hole in, and once they roof over, it'll be a distant memory.
And the funny thing, as you said, that's the proper way. But years ago, I had a friend of mine helping me doing another house, and it was a three-decker. And I told him I want to remove the chimney, and all of a sudden I heard this ridiculously loud noise. Sounded like a locomotive. He went down in the basement. He knocked out the chimney, and it's one thing he didn't get killed. The entire chimney came all the way down to the basement.
Oh, the whole thing came down?
He was entirely covered in soot. It's a wonder he didn't get killed. The entire basement was full of bricks.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he learned his lesson.
Well, good. Well, thanks for the advice. And I love your show. I listen to it every weekend on WPRO AM.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, most people don't really give their grass cutting much thought, but they should, because if you do it right, you'll enjoy a beautiful, healthy lawn. But if you do it wrong, you'll end up with a weed-filled dust bowl. So here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to avoid scalping the lawn. Now, a scalped lawn is vulnerable to diseases and weed infestation. The taller grass is going to develop deeper roots, which then creates a lawn that can better withstand any drought situations that might happen during the summer months. And the general rule is to never remove more than one-third of the total grass blade length in a single cutting.
You're thinking to yourself, oh, just a third? That means you're going to have to cut it again and again?
Yes,
you are. Yes, so just accept it. Now, you also, when you're mowing, try not to mow in the same pattern every time. This avoids compacting the soil and creating ruts. And keep those mowing blades sharp to get the best results. You can sharpen them at least a couple of times during the mowing season. Not a hard DIY project. You can follow manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattaching it after it is sharpened. If that blade is sharp, the blade that will not damage the ends of the grass, and this way it will grow back that much more quickly, which is a good thing, believe me.
And then you cut it again.
Exactly.
Bathroom projects are always great, but a lot of work. Jackie in Michigan's working on one right now. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I have done some plumbing, and I am going to be taking out an old tub and putting in a tile shower in place of it. So the diverter and the shower head are fine. I'm going to be removing the tub faucet because I'll no longer have a tub. Can I just cap off that pipe coming to the tub faucet, or do I have to put a whole new diverter in?
No, you have to put a shower valve in, because you're gonna have to disconnect the whole spout. I mean, the way you get water for the shower now is run it through the tub spout, then pull up the diverter, and then it starts coming out the spout. So you're going to need to put in a shower valve. And I would also suggest, since you're doing that, put in what's called a pressure-balanced shower valve. This will make sure that if somebody's running water somewhere else in the house, you don't get either scalded or just chilled, because it will make sure that the water temperature mix always stays the same. So that's an opportunity to do that. Let me ask you this question. The wall behind where the bathroom is right now, is that accessible? Has it been opened up in the past to work on the plumbing?
No, they left a little access panel. The tub that's in there now is actually like a jetting tub.
Right.
And,
oh, okay.
And so they left an access panel to get to the motor and the jet or whatever on the tub. But there's nothing to even, I figured I could, when I was tearing out some of the tile and pulling out the spout, I could just remove the spout. I thought maybe I could just cap it off, but then I thought, no, because just like you said, you pull up on the spout to send the water
right.
to the shower
yep.
head.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I need a whole new diverter.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. See, it's always a bigger project. And plumbing is one of those things that, you know, if you don't do it every day, it can be confusing and it can be very time consuming. So you might want to plan this where you're doing the demolition and the tiling work, but you have a plumber come in at the appropriate time and just reroute those pipes properly, install that diverter valve, and then you won't have to worry about getting it wrong. Because if you do, it's a heck of a mess to fix it. And by the way, the other thing to think about doing is to open up the wall from the backside. And a lot of times if you have a wall behind a tub, maybe the adjoining room, sometimes like in my house, there's a closet behind the bathroom, and the back closet wall, we have a panel in it, and if we lift that panel out, we can get to all the plumbing that's in that actually bath, that actually serves that bathtub and the shower. So if you have the opportunity to create an access panel like that, that could be valuable going forward as well. Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ralph in Pennsylvania is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
I'm having a problem. I have a wood burner down in the basement, and I can't get the heat to go upstairs. Like, you go up the top of the basement steps, it's real warm.
Right.
I can't get the heat to go upstairs.
What kind of a heating system do you have?
I have electric heat, and it's in the ceiling upstairs, individual room.
That is a very inefficient system. So you're delivering, first of all, you're using electric heat, which is the most expensive type of heat.
Yes.
And you're delivering from the ceiling down, of course, because heat rises. That's got to be super uncomfortable and expensive to run.
Yeah, and, our house was built in 1968, and what it is,
you're listening to KCNR 1460 96.5. We've concluded our maintenance repairs and regular programming will resume shortly. Thank you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
More cost-effective for you than that electric radiant heat coming from the ceiling, because my goodness, Leslie, when you're first of all, he's got electric heat and he's delivering it from the ceiling. That house has to be in a constant state of discomfort. I mean, imagine just lying in bed and just feeling chill all the time. And the only time you're warm is when you stand up. So, I hope that helps out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the label on the paint can says paint and primer, but does it really do both? We're going to explain where it works and where it won't next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh.
Better call Mako. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey guys, do you love your home? I know we all do, but sometimes it really does feel like an endless pit. I mean, we're throwing in our money, we've got all these home improvements and repairs. We get it, and we can help. Heading over to Gail in Virginia, who's got a heating system question. What's going on?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water.
Okay.
My problem is that I constantly constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Because it's too hot or too cold or what?
Yeah, too hot. I've tried turning it down. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
I know exactly what you have. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler.
Yeah.
And you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, the tank-like structure next to the boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
Okay. So what you want to look for, and maybe the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to find this, is there's a valve called a mixing valve. And the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160-odd degree water that comes off the heating system, because you don't want to have that full temperatured water going to your shower because you're going to get scalded.
Uh-huh.
All tankless coils, that's the kind of system you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. Have a mixing valve, and the mixing valve adds that cold water into it, and this way you have two ways to adjust temperature. As you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house doesn't heat quite so well because your radiators don't get hot. So, but there are really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 or 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, do you have steel radiators or cast iron? What kind of radiators do you have?
Steel.
Okay, so those steel baseboard radios, usually you have to have 160, 170 degree water coming out of the boiler for that, for them to work right. So that's what's going on. You just need to find your mixing valve. So I would make sure you identify that and have the technician show you how to operate it and set it, because you shouldn't have to keep messing around with it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
All right, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Bye now.
So, Leslie, I learned something about these paint and primer in one products recently. I was doing a project where I was taking some really old wood and repurposing it, upcycling it as you would to use it as paneling. And so, you know, it was old, it was dark, it was stained, and I knew I had to prime it, and I thought, I happen to have a can of paint and primer semi-gloss unopened in my basement. So I grabbed the can, I went at it. And I was aghast that as soon as I started working with it, I started to see the stains leak through, you know, like you when you try to paint over a water stain, came right through. So the primer basically had no effect whatsoever.
That's not good.
So I went back to the paint store and I talked to the reps, and I learned that the paint and primer products are not designed for any kind of raw material like that. For that, you really need to use a regular primer product and preferably oil-based. So I actually went back over that with a white shellac primer, and then it worked perfectly. But the paint and primer, not exactly. Only if you're going over an existing painted surface. If it's going over raw, you've got to use the regular primer to do the job.
Yeah, and I mean, the paint and primer is great if you're quickly painting a bedroom or a living room, dining room, something like that. But you're right. You got to be careful with what you choose and make sure it's for the right material. Tom, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Going to have new gutters put up on the house, and I'm thinking about putting gutter guards on. Now, the neighbor has a gutter guard, similar to the one that I have decided on, but he's got about the same pitch roof as I have, a 412 pitch roof, and the gutters are the same. They slope, and he's had real good luck with that. I've seen it for 20 years, and there's no problem at all with leaves and stuff collecting. Now, the salesman says you don't need a slope. He said that his kind are flat. And I just wonder if that's true. Do you need a slope or not?
So the gutter cover that your neighbor has is sloped or tilted, and the one that the salesman is selling you for your house is flat and not tilted. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm going to get a 6-inch size so that the back side would be 2 inches higher than the front side.
The only problem I've seen with gutter covers is when you have a really strong rainstorm and the rain runs down the roof very quickly, and then it hits the gutter cover and bounces off and just keeps going. I think that whether you have a slight pitch to that gutter cover or if it's flat probably won't make a big difference, but I do think you need some pitch. I think if it's totally flat, it could run backwards and towards the house, maybe perhaps even get into the fascia. So I think you definitely need some pitch. I wouldn't draw a big distinction in making sure you have to have a lot of pitch. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We are the Money Pit because you ask us the questions, and we are here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We love to help, so give us a call. Well, if you've got a budget of, say, $2,800, what home project would you do? Well, that just happens to be the amount of the average income tax refund. And if you're getting one, we're going to share tips for tax refund projects that you can get done for that and a lot less, presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart, next. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen, guys, we know you love to binge things, TV shows, all of that, but what about podcasts? Everybody is so into podcasts, so if you love them, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
You can get helpful how-to tips in every episode, so why not join us? Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
We're going to talk with Dot in Wisconsin, who's got a decking question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes, my deck is located on the south side of my house, and every year we've been putting a paint on it, and it's where we get a lot of sun, and I'm wondering if there's a special kind of paint I should use because it peels a lot.
So there are special paints for decks, and if you're continuing to put more coats of paint on the old deck, my concern is that you're never going to get good adhesion. You may have too many coats of paint on that now. Are you using paint or stain, Dot?
I believe it's a paint.
I'm afraid at this point what you really need to do is to remove that paint so you can get down to the original wood, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's going to continue to peel. And once you get down to that wood, then you should prime it and then paint it. But if you're able to get most of the paint off, and perhaps you can because apparently it's not sticking well, where you really don't have too much left, then I would recommend not using paint on it. I would use solid color stain. It's still going to give you a continuous color, but it's going to absorb better into the wood, and it'll kind of fade rather than peel, and I think that's what you're shooting for.
Okay, is there a certain type of product to remove the stuff that's on there now?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of paint strippers out there. I would look for one of the citrus-based products and try that. You may have to try a couple of them until you find the one that works best with your particular deck.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, did you know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? Well, for DIYers, that means newfound money to take on some projects you might have been putting off.
Yeah, so to help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that will add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. Today's tax refund tip is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And today's project, home office happiness. You know, if we've learned anything from 2020, it's that you need to be prepared to work from home. So let's use that tax refund to create a stylish and functional workspace from home. We've got some DIY tips to make that space work for you, regardless of the size, including how to organize, equip, and soundproof your space.
Well, just like buying a house, the value of your home office comes down to its location. I mean, we all know working from home, you've got kids, pets, spouses. They're around all the time. They don't go anywhere. So the location of your home office is super important, and you've got to find a quiet corner. Because, you know, sound travels, you guys.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, my goodness, does it ever. Now, open floor plans, they're super popular, but they don't really serve this purpose very well. So you can convert maybe a rarely used guest room. I'm sure we haven't had anybody staying at the house this past year, so why not take that guest room and make it the office, the basement, even a closet. These spaces can become your own personal work-from-home happy space.
And, of course, no one would have thought about us talking about this a year ago, but we got to be considerate of the Zoom background, right? So you want to avoid sitting with your back to a bright window so we can see more of you than a shadowy silhouette in that Zoom meeting. And since we're focusing on a tax refund project, remember that home office space is also deductible.
All right. And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Yep, including tips on projects that would be perfect for your newly renovated home office, like how to build a laptop stand or a bulletin board organizer. And there's also a great video by Leanne Ford on how to hang art, shelving, and lighting. Check it all out at harttools.com.
Deborah in Pennsylvania needs some help with a log home. Tell us what you're working on.
My husband and I are renovating a Lincoln log house.
Nice.
There is, in between the logs, there is chinking.
Yep.
And in between our chinking, it is filled with stone. And I wanted to keep the stone there and re-chink it because it deteriorated over the years.
Right.
I found a recipe online of clay, salt, and hydrated lime.
Right.
We did a couple test spots, and when it dried, it cracked. So I don't know if the recipe is a good recipe, or maybe we made it too liquidy and it cracked. And I do know that in the old houses, they also put straw or horsehair in the clay.
It's the same reason they put rebar in concrete. It reinforces it. I don't know about the recipe with hydrated lime, but I know that there's a recipe that's similar to that that uses wood ash. Of course, where you're going to find, you know, enough wood ash to do an entire house, I can't tell you. So I couldn't determine whether that is what caused this issue or not. Do you have an aversion to using one of the commercially available, very reliable products for this? Because you can buy chinking. And by the way, if you're driving down the road thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Chinking, C-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, chinking is think of it as sort of the caulk between the logs of a log house. You know, when you see logs stocked together and it looks like almost masonry or has been or mortar has been pressed in between like it would for bricks, that's called chinking. And so that's what we're trying to restore here, and it's unique to log homes.
Does the horsehair, does that act as a binding to hold the plaster together so it won't crack?
I think it would, because that's what a reinforcement material would do. But you know what? I got to say, good luck finding ash and horsehair today. You know, there's going to be a...
You can buy a horsehair mattress.
There's going to be a lot of horses out there that are getting a haircut.
I have the horses.
To chink this house.
you have the horses, so that's good.
You got the horses, so you got the horsehair covered. We wish you a lot of luck with this, but I would say that you want to just experiment with a couple of different versions of this, and you find one that works, go for it, because you were in a very unique position there, a very unusual project.
Yep. Okay.
All right, good luck.
Got to be different.
Yep. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to help one listener whose pipes in the house seem to have a mind of their own. Well, they certainly join in on the conversation very often. So we're going to help them figure out what's causing all that noise when we come back.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You can post your questions on MoneyPit.com or call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Doesn't matter what you're working on, bathrooms or basements, demolition or decor, we're here to help you tackle those to-dos and get them done with confidence.
John's writing because there's some crazy plumbing noise going on at their money pit. And here's what he says. My house was built in 1976, and whenever the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure, and the pipes shake. This just started, and I'm wondering what could be causing the problem.
I think I know exactly what's causing that problem. First of all, whenever you get plumbing noise, you have to remember this. Water is really heavy. It weighs 8 pounds per gallon. So if something is off with a plumbing system, it's going to shake the pipes. It's going to make the pipes bang. And that pulsating sound is usually caused by a bad faucet washer because the water is not able to soar past it. And so it gets hung up a little bit. And then that pulsing that he's hearing actually sort of echoes throughout the entire copper plumbing system. Copper plumbing is really good at doing that. It transmits sounds incredibly well. So I would start opening and closing faucets one at a time, John, until I figure out which one is the offending faucet, and then fix it. And if your problem is pipes that actually bang when you turn off the water, that's another problem called water hammer, and there's a device called a water hammer arrestor that can stop that, which is kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. That one is not a DIY project unless you happen to be a very handy amateur plumber, but it's a pretty straightforward project for a plumber to install in just an hour or so.
I mean, both of these kind of make sense. You know, the house is like 50 years old, so things are going to start to loosen up probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Time.
Yep.
You might be seeing some other weird stuff soon, John, so just keep an eye out. All right, next up, Cindy writes, my dog loves running the fence line with the other dogs on all three sides of us. She kicks up quite a mess. What's the safest thing to put around the perimeter of the yard that's not going to hurt her paws or cause her to slide and get hurt?
Well, not cactus plants, that's for sure. You know, I think the dog actually is probably having a very good time doing this. And if the yard as it sits right now, it was actually hurting her paws or irritating them in any way, she wouldn't be quite so active. She would just slow down and stop on her own. But things that you could do would be to place pet-friendly plants very close together in areas that you want to designate kind of as off-limits and then train your dog to avoid them and then leave open areas for the dog to run and play and pretty much accept that that's what the dog's going to do. Now, some paved or sandy surfaces may get too hot for your pet to walk on comfortably, so you want to avoid stuff like tiny pebbles, areas with thorns or gravel. They can get caught in the paws, so make sure the pet's sort of fence line excludes that kind of material. And if any of that exists, especially the pebbles or the gravel, you got to keep the pet away from that in the summer because that could really stress out the pet.
Oh, my goodness. And it's so funny. I can just picture that dog with the zoomies just, like, running around, hanging with its buddies. I do really like the idea, Cindy, of those sort of, I know at our nursery, there's always a section of, like, walkable plants. And there's, like, a thick moss, you know, things that'll stay condensed and tight and low to the ground. And maybe his claws won't, like, kick it up so much when he's running around. But let him enjoy it.
Yep, because for a dog, a fence is made to do just that, give them a space to run against.
All right, Cindy, I hope your pup has a good time this summer and you get some relief from all that mess.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring weekend. It's like that around here. We hope that you're enjoying some pleasant weather in your part of this big neighborhood we all share. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done, please reach out to us anytime by calling us at 888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. We hope we've given you some tips, ideas, and advice that help you with projects that are going on right now in today's edition. But that's all the time we have, so the show will continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Are
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Do and focus on more is how do we prepare transitioning members to be aware of that interest in them, and to know what it looks like and what it feels like, what it sounds like when these groups are trying to recruit them.
That is the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. A weekend break in the Derek Chauvin murder trial from Minneapolis. In testimony this week, the chief county medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide says the way police held him down and compressed his neck was more than Floyd's heart could take.
Dr. Andrew Baker is the chief medical examiner for Hennepin County and the one who wrote the autopsy for George Floyd.
He experienced a cardiopulmonary arrest in the context of law enforcement's dual restraint and neck compression.
Baker said he did not watch the harrowing video of the arrest before examining Floyd.
I did not want to bias my exam.
Baker said that Floyd had heart disease and drugs in his system.
The law enforcement's dual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of that, those heart conditions.
But that significant conditions listed on the autopsy were not the main cause of Floyd's death.
Mr. Floyd's use of fentanyl did not cause the subdual or neck restraint.
Audio of the trial was provided by Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Utah sheriff's deputies wounded, a suspect killed in a shooting outside the Salt Lake County Jail early this morning, and a 27-year veteran of the Iowa State Police killed during a late-night standoff with a man in the community of Grundy Center. The 41-year-old suspect was shot by officers. He's hospitalized in critical condition and charged with first-degree murder. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
An effort to unionize in Alabama shot down by Amazon workers.
The National Labor Relations Board reports a majority of workers at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, voted against the union. The totals were 738 in favor, 1,798 against. Of the more than 3,000 votes cast, 76 were voided and more than 500 contested by either Amazon or the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, which led the organizing effort. However, the NLRB says the contested votes are not enough to sway the outcome. The union says it intends to file an objection with the NLRB, charging the company with illegally interfering with the vote. I'm Ben Thomas.
House Ethics Committee announced an investigation into Representative Matt Gaetz as federal prosecutors probing sex trafficking allegations against him are also scrutinizing the actions of some of his political allies. Breaking news at townhall.com. A divided Supreme Court rules in favor of lifting restrictions on in-home religious gatherings in California.
This overturns a lower court ruling that upheld Governor Gavin Newsom's limits on people from different homes. The 5-4 ruling noted it was the fifth time the court has rejected the Ninth Circuit's analysis of California coronavirus restrictions. Chief Justice John Roberts dissented. The ruling stated that before it can limit religious gatherings, the government must prove they pose a greater danger than secular activities that remain open, such as shopping or attending movies. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission said no to a request for the Pledge of Allegiance before meetings after some members of the commission called the pledge divisive, even contentious, and they questioned just how the pledge would advance the work of that committee. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on this beautiful spring day? If it's your house, you are in exactly the right place, especially if you're looking around that yard, looking around the exterior of your home, looking around the inside space and thinking, huh, I really want to do this. And if you don't know how to get started with whatever that project is, you can start by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, last year was one of the biggest ever for home gardening. And this spring, lots of folks are already getting those plants in the ground. So if you're ready to basically source your inner green thumb, the best way may not be, though, to dig down, but to actually build up by constructing a raised garden bed. We're going to talk to you about how to do just that.
And you probably know improving the energy efficiency of your home means that you're going to spend a lot less money heating and cooling that house. But it's not always easy to know which improvements are going to give you the best return in your energy-saving investments. Well, a home energy audit can certainly help, so we're going to explain how in just a bit.
And a new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans purchasing a home are experiencing buyer's remorse. We're going to share some tips to help make sure the next home you purchase doesn't end up in disappointment.
But first, we want to hear from you. We're standing by to answer your home improvement questions, gardening, real estate, how-to, DIY, decor, whatever it is you're working on or want to even think about tackling at your Money Pit, we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Maureen from Boston is on the line with a basement flooring question. How can we help you?
Hi, my husband and I were just trying to find out if we were to try and lay a floor down over concrete.
Okay. Would we be best to use a vinyl laminate, or could we just use a wood laminate floor?
Okay, so you have lots of options in basement floors today, especially. I mean, the one kind you might want to think about is engineered vinyl plank, EVP, because it's 100% waterproof, and it looks great. You can go to LLflooring.com. That's all the LL Flooring stores across the country carry that product. I put down two of those this year, one for a laundry room and one for a kitchen. And it was very inexpensive and really a great product. If you want to put hardwood down there, the only choice you have is engineered hardwood. You can't put regular hardwood because it would swell and twist. Engineered is basically structurally stable. It's kind of like plywood where there's different layers glued together. Mm-hmm. And that makes it dimensionally stable, so that's an option. And I believe you could also put a laminate floor down there. There's a product called Aqua Seal that's also made by LL Flooring that would be suitable for a space like that. You had tons of choices, which is just great, because it used to be that you could only, you know, put in vinyl or vinyl.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you could also do tile. I don't know how warm or cozy or what, you know, look or feel you're going for the space, but there are so many tiles out there that have a wood look to them. They look like wood grain. There are a variety of size planks, so you can really do something interesting as a tile. I mean, I think with the EVPs or the laminates or even the engineered, you know, there's, well, EVPs and laminates, there's so many different looks to it. So depending on what you want that space to look and feel like, there's really a choice for it. And then once you've got that flooring down, you can add an area rug and know that you're controlling that moisture and keeping things, you know, nice and dry.
Right. Perfect. Excellent. Thanks so much for your help.
You got it.
Richard in North Dakota is on the line with a septic situation. Sounds gross. Tell us what's going on.
Hey,
not
going
to lie.
Right around this time of year, probably through the end of May, the water table gets so high that the septic just constantly fills and my leach field doesn't drain.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know what a good way to – I was thinking to put a backwater valve in, but I wouldn't know where to position it properly to where it would actually function.
What do most folks do in that area? Because you can't be the only guy with that problem. It sounds very unique to that space.
I talked to another neighbor, and we're the only two in the area that this seems to happen. We're both located about a quarter mile west of a refinery, and all the land around us is just farmland. So every year we just kind of deal with it.
So when the water table is low, the septic field functions fine, but when it comes up, that's when the trouble starts.
Yes.
It doesn't even sound like it was properly designed, because this is not a new condition. You know, this would probably have always been that way. Is there another option on your property for the field that's at a higher elevation?
No. And it's a multi-level house. So there's a bathroom basement, or yeah, down in the basement there's a bathroom. So every year what I do is I go stick a plug. There's a floor drain in there, and then I stick a plug into the shower, and then the toilet, I plug that up as well with a balloon. So then you just don't use the downstairs. It's inoperable. It will flood out if you take any of those out.
Well, in most cases where you have a high water table that is impacting the septic system's ability to drain as designed, you typically would install what's called a mound system. So a mound system is just that. Basically what it means is that the earth is mounded up, and it's done strategically. There's some engineering to this in terms of what the actual layers are that go into the mound itself. But the mounded system basically puts the leach field above the grade or higher up on the grave. I mean, it kind of looks like rolling fields when it's done, but it brings it up higher. Unfortunately, it's a pretty expensive system. But in your case, you know, it sounds to me like you don't have a lot of options here. You can't continue to use the home as you are now and plug in your basement so the whole bottom of the house doesn't fill with septic. I think a mounded system or another type of engineered system will be your only option.
Okay. I was thinking of something like that, but instead of just a mound, I was going to do like a 4-foot retaining wall, basically like a swimming pool of dirt.
You know, there are systems that are like that, and there are new systems coming on the market all the time that use sort of an open or an aerobic treatment system that's open. Those are used on waterfront areas and environmental sensitive areas as well. But I mean, 9 out of 10 times when you have a high water table, you're going to see a mounted system as the solution.
All right. Well, thank you for confirming my worst fear.
Well, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that is the way to fix this once and for all. And look, you got to do it because it's going to help improve your home's value. You know, you're going to be kind of stuck with that place if you've got a system that only works half of the year.
Yeah, and then they really said the reason it was so cheap was because the refinery.
Yeah. All right, good luck.
It's a beautiful spring weekend. What are you working on at your Money Pit? Give us a call at 888 Money Pit with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7.
And just ahead, building a garden bed is a super easy way to get started on a new crop of delicious veggies this spring. So we're going to have some tips to help you build that perfect planter next.
You live in a money pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, you love listening to podcasts? Well, we would love for you to listen to ours. It has been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every single episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not as two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put Olympic stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off, and it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling, and it looks terrible. And I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It costs them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, last year was one of the biggest ever for home gardening, and this spring, a lot of you guys are already getting those plants in the ground. Well, if you're ready to find your inner green thumb, the best way may not be to dig down, but to build up by constructing a raised bed.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of benefits to gardening with a raised bed. So, for example, you can control the soil quality and you can make sure it drains super well. It's also a lot easier to access a raised garden bed. You don't have to bend down quite so much, and the soil gets warmer sooner, and that means you can plant a little earlier as well.
Yeah, and it's also one of the simplest projects that you can build. Now, a simple raised bed can be a mound of soil, or you can build a box using rot-resistant wood or composite materials. Now, the goal here is to create a deep, wide growing area that encourages plant roots to grow down and out. And it's smart to keep it no more than about 4 feet wide so that it's really easy to access all of the points in the flower bed, or the gardening bed, I should say.
Yeah, and if you build a series of these beds, another thing that you might want to think about is irrigation, because the raised soil can dry out a little more quickly than your regular dirt. So, for example, it might be as simple as running a soaker hose just under the surface of that soil and have that hooked up to a timer at the faucet.
Now, I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yeah, so I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did we're patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff, but when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane, and they have real adhesive qualities to it, really real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp, and very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some foam, errant foam, with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with a WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. You know, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize
well,
the
wouldn't,
vinyl.
Well, if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay, but if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than
you
the rest
will.
Of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only like a little spot.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in Texas is on the line with a water question. What's going on?
My daughter has a country home she just purchased, and there's a 900-foot deep water well on it. And she wanted to know, does she need to use a water softener or a carbon filter for the drinking water? And also, how much electricity would that use, that water well?
Well, the first thing she needs to do is to have a comprehensive water test done. Was that done?
I believe so, because they had inspectors come out, but I don't remember what she said.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't believe anything unless I had a result back from a water testing laboratory. That's going to tell you what kind of treatment you need to do locally. So the first thing she needs to do is to get a water test done, a thorough water test done, that's going to check for all sorts of contaminants and pesticides and that sort of thing. And then based on that, you can determine what you want to do to treat the water. But you just don't start treating it first. You start with the test, and the test is what determines what needs to be treated. Make sense?
Yes, lots of sense, yes.
All right. Good luck, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
James in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The other day I was sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden this real loud, like whistle sound, came out of my water heater room. I opened it up. I just never heard this before, and it did this for a few minutes, and then it just stopped.
You didn't see any water come out of the overflow, did you?
No, that's what I can't figure out.
How old is the water heater, James?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I put in all electric. That was gas before, but all electric. I put a drain heater in, and there's another brand that they put in with the water heater. And it seems like now I never haven't heard that since. Now, when I use the water, the faucet in the kitchen, but after I turn it off a couple of minutes later, I hear this noise, this like clicking noise or something in the water heater.
So that clicking noise is probably the pipes expanding and contracting as they heat up and cool down. That's, and it tends to amplify itself because of the nature of the copper pipes. But everything that you're telling me doesn't signal that, and I'm thinking you have any kind of problems. Just sometimes as the water expands and contracts, it will make some odd noises to it.
Do I have to drain the heater at all? Or?
Do you have hard water there?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have hard water, sometimes you get mineral deposits along the bottom of the water heater. But that wouldn't really impact the electric water heater because the coils are up in the middle of the water. They're immersed right into the middle of the tank, so it's not going to make them less efficient. So you could, but I don't think it will have any effect. If you have a gas water heater, the heating element's at the bottom, and sometimes if you get mineral deposits that sit over the bottom of the water tank, it's kind of like an insulator, and it makes it harder to heat the water. But in the case of electric water heater, the heating elements are embedded up in the water heater, usually a foot from the bottom and a foot down from the top, so that wouldn't affect it.
Well, I thought this... Isn't there one in the top and the bottom?
Yes, but it's immersed in the middle of the tank. It's like sticks through the tank kind of at a right angle, and there's one about a foot down from the top and one that's about a foot up to the bottom. So you're not going to have any settling of mineral salt deposits on it.
What's the life expectancy of one of these things?
About 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
10 years, and that's it. I guess the elements go usually.
Well, if the elements go, they can be replaced, but the tanks tend to leak after 10 plus years.
Wow. Now, where should I keep an eye on? Where does it? Are they leak in the bottom? They just leak water all over the place?
The best thing to do is if you're going away, right? You should always turn off your main water valve and also turn off the water heater. Because it won't waste a lot of electricity by heating up water in a house that you're not using.
Let me tell you something. I love you guys. You guys have a really very wholesome, you know, a great show because, you know, there's a lot of talk shows on different things, but you guys help a lot of people.
We try. Thank you so much, James. We really appreciate that. Good luck with the project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, if you'd like to improve your home to make it more energy efficient, it is not always easy to know which improvements give you the best return on your investment unless you get a home energy audit. We'll explain what that is next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out.
close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, most homeowners know the importance of improving the energy efficiency of their homes. However, when it comes to trying to decide which improvements will provide the most energy savings for their cost, it gets a lot harder to make a clear choice.
That's right, but one smart way to make that decision is to get the help of an energy auditor. Energy efficiency professionals who use building science to gather the data needed to make an accurate assessment of the best ways to improve the efficiency of your home. Matthew Dean is an energy auditor with the Association for Energy Affordability. He's joining us now with more. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I think homeowners really struggle making these decisions, and I think part of the problem is the noise that's out there from every window insulation or HVAC salesman promising that their products are going to actually save the homeowner's money. Do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. We see that a lot in the industry, that there are what we call BPI, or Building Performance Industry Standard certified inspectors and crew workers and auditors, and we see others out there who put up an environmentally friendly green shingle and say that they do environmental work in homes, but they're really not. They're not testing in, they're not testing out, they're making promises that don't come true, they're not making sure that health and safety is their number one priority, and a lot of times they do a disservice to the industry because people have that work done, and then their neighbor says, so how'd it go? And they say, oh, it didn't save me any money, or it led to a mold and mildew problem in my home, and that's not what we're looking to do.
I once had a window manufacturer, local manufacturer, who wanted us to record a commercial for this particular company, and the commercial said that they would save you 50% on your energy bills. And I said to the salesman who asked me, I said, if you had no windows and now you have windows, maybe, but other than that, I'm not going to say that.
No, and you're right, you know, and most people don't know that, but yeah, when you look at the total surface area of a building, the windows typically only make up 10 or 15%. And even if they're leaky, a lot of times it's not that the window itself, there's something wrong with it. It's the install that's wrong. And if you simply remove the trim and air sealed around that trim and put it back on, your window would work a lot better.
So now you're talking about, you know, really getting into the nitty-gritty of how that window is installed. But what do you think a homeowner is going to feel comfortable with when they sort of start to do this investigation? Should they jump into something like that, or are there more simple places for them to look at?
So there are simpler ways to reduce your energy bills, and some of those start with looking to install a programmable or smart thermostat. As long as you know how to use a screwdriver and you know someone who's not colorblind and can match up the wires correctly.
That's right.
Right.
Blue to blue, white to white, and so on, yep.
Exactly. You can easily switch that out, and that can save a whole lot of money for a homeowner. Hot water temperature is another one. A lot of times the hot water tanks are just thrown all the way up on high because the contractor doesn't want to have to come back because maybe there's a complaint that it's too cold. But a lot of times that's 170-degree water.
Jeez, that's high.
Yeah, and anything over 120 can lead to third-degree burns. So we recommend the water temperature be at 120. So you can turn that down, and right there there's a few hundred dollars in savings. Combined with your thermostat, a couple hundred. Door sweeps and weather stripping on exterior doors can cut down on drafts. Using caulking or spray foam around windows and doors, or penetrations you might see on the exterior of the home can cut down on drafts. All those types of things are things that homeowners can do in a weekend, really, and by themselves make their home less expensive to operate and more comfortable.
So, Matthew, let's talk about the energy auditor process. If you are hired by a homeowner, or I know sometimes utility companies do this, you know, the goal here is to try to stop guessing as to which of those improvements is going to make the most sense and to put some building expertise and building science and data behind it. Can you explain that process for our listeners and what happens at the end, what the report shows, and does it give them that sort of blueprint to the ultimate goal of energy efficient housing?
Sure. So the process is that the auditor or assessor would talk with the homeowner over the phone and get some general information, maybe access to their utility bills, the size of the home, how many people live in the home, where the home is located, obviously, and why they're calling, like what in particular motivated them to call. Is it a comfort issue? Is it a money issue? Is it one particular room? And then when the auditor or assessor goes out to do the inspection, typically they do an exterior inspection where they look at the gutters to make sure that they're not clogged up. They look at the color of the roof, the material that the exterior of the building is made out of, the condition of the windows. They look for moisture issues, the orientation of the home. They make sure there's a chimney cap. They go around the entire building. Then they go inside and do an interior inspection, where they do an appliance survey and a lighting survey, and they take measurements of the interior of the building to get the square footage and the volume. They look at the windows. Then they do a combustion safety test on the heating system and the hot water system to make sure that they're drafting properly and that there are no health and safety issues, and they also get the efficiencies of those systems. Then they take a look at the blower door number. The blower door number is gotten by using a large fan that they temporarily install an exterior doorway. And based on the size of the building, they can tell how many cubic feet per minute of air should be rushing through the building. Anything over that represents air leaks. So they'll do that test and figure out if the building is either too leaky or sometimes the buildings are too tight and might need a mechanical ventilation system. Then they take all that information back, run it through a report, and generate recommendations on what can be done to reduce their bills and make the home more comfortable.
And does it sort of prioritize the projects? Does it say, like, this one's going to be the biggest bang for your buck?
Yep. So they do cost savings calculations for every recommendation. They do a simple payback. They do a rate of return, and then they do one called a savings to investment ratio, which basically tells you how many times you'll make your money back. And the industry standard is that you can't really make a recommendation to someone unless it saves them money within the lifetime of the measure, which is generally somewhere around 10 or 20 years. So we like to see savings to investment ratios for recommendations that are at least one, but I think more like two or three is better, you know, so you make your money back in, say, 5 to 10 years. And, you know, there are some that have better paybacks than others. Insulation and air sealing, huge paybacks. They don't cost much to install, and they have a huge payback on their savings. Windows, like you were saying before, very low, very expensive, and they don't really save any money.
We're talking to Matthew Dean. He is not only an energy auditor, he's a trainer of energy auditors. He's with the Association for Energy Affordability in Bronx, New York. So, Matthew, you know, what you're describing is similar to what I did for a long time as a professional home inspector, but, of course, we didn't focus just on the energy issues. We focused on a lot of the other mechanical and structural issues. But one thing about home inspectors is that they don't have a conflict of interest because they're not allowed by law in some places to work on the homes that they inspect. Is that the same thing in the energy auditing business, or are consumers at risk of folks saying, well, you know, you need new insulation, but I'm just the guy to put it in for you, and have that built-in conflict?
When you're working with a BPI certified contractor, which any program through either the Department of Energy or, say, through a state weatherization program or utility program usually works with, because the BPI sort of sets the industry standard for how this efficiency work should be done, they have a principle called test in and test out. They also have a principle called quality control. And so where I work and with all the partners I work with, the person who does the original assessment, the quality control inspection that is done by someone different. Additionally, on top of that, the programs that we're working in, will send randomly inspectors out to QCI jobs, like say 10% of the jobs that you do, to make sure that you did what you said you were going to do. Additionally, if a homeowner had a problem with it, they could call BPI and say, so-and-so said this was going to happen, it didn't happen. And just one more point, most of the softwares that we work with, when they do their paybacks, like I said before, it has to be higher than one, that SIR, that keeps everyone's prices in line. Yeah. If you go to a different contractor, because we all have to make recommendations that save the homeowner money, you can't really overcharge someone because then the SIR falls below one, and then the software usually doesn't allow you to make that recommendation.
That's very interesting. So the answer is, yeah, you could be working with a company that does both the auditing and the work, but there are built-in safeguards, and I like what you're saying. Matthew Dean, thank you so much. Very fascinating. I actually knew a little bit about energy auditors, and now I feel like I'm much better informed, as are our listeners. Matthew Dean is with the Association for Energy Affordability in New York. If you'd like to learn more about their organization, you can go to aea.us.org. That's aea.us.org. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Well, a new survey shows that 1 in 4 Americans purchasing a home are experiencing buyer's remorse. That is a huge thing to feel on such a big purchase. We're going to share some tips to help make sure that the next home you buy doesn't end up in disappointment next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, guys, you will never miss an episode of the Money Pit when you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. You can find our link at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, the real estate market has been pretty hot ever since the pandemic hit, especially in areas where families are leaving those more urban areas. But when the market gets busy, more and more buyers start to regret their purchase. And in fact, a new survey by FlyHomes shows that 1 in 4 American homebuyers have experienced buyer's remorse, which is a terrible thing after spending all that money. So if you're in the market now, we've got a few tips to help you avoid regretting your purchases.
Yeah, and that is a huge purchase to feel pretty badly about. So here's some things you need to do. First of all, you've got to prepare yourself to spend more than you expect. Now, among first-time home buyers, 40% are saying that they spent more than they expected to when buying the home. And nationwide, homes are going for about 20% or more over the listing price. I mean, that's a lot of money. Now, don't even waste your time looking at properties that are going to end up going for way more than you've budgeted for, and figure out what you can afford and then search well below your max so that you can feel comfortable about bidding and end up somewhere where you know you can afford to spend. Now, next, you want to get pre-qualified for a mortgage. This way, you're going to have all the loan process completed up front, and you're going to know exactly what your budget is. Plus, this really does help your buying power because home buyers know that you can afford the home before you agree to that price.
Now, this is something that, based on my 20 years experience as a professional home inspector, scares the heck out of me. People are buying homes now sight unseen. It might sound obvious, but buyers are so desperate, they're doing what they call Zillow surfing, and they're buying homes without even visiting them. And worse, they're negotiating away the right to have those home inspections, which is a perfect formula if you really do want to buy a real-life Money Pit and become a lifelong listener to our program. We would love to have you do that, but not because your house is a real Money Pit, just because you want to improve a good house. So remember, buying a home usually starts with a wish list. You know, items like a garden, south-facing yard, plenty of storage, big bathtub, whatever it is. In reality, more often than not, people have to make some compromises. So be prepared for that up front, and you will be a lot happier in the long run.
Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on. We love to talk shop. When by shop, I mean home improvement, home decor, whatever it is, we are happy to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you ready to pick up a shovel and get digging in your yard for a garden or landscaping project? Well, there's one really important thing you've got to do first. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
From gardening to garages, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nick's got a question about a basement that's kind of coming apart. So Nick writes, I live in a 1907 home, and I'm trying to improve the walls in the unfinished basement. The basement gets a little damp at times, but there are areas where the mortar around the brick is crumbling away. How can I fix this?
Well, in a house that's that old, Nick, the mortar is going to deteriorate from time to time. If it gets powdery, what you want to do is repoint it. You're going to mix up some mortar mix, and if you put a little extra lime in that, it will actually get stickier, and that makes it easier for you to work with it on those vertical walls. You'll need a tool called a pointing tool, which is the tiniest trowel you'll ever see, but it's actually a pretty straightforward job. I would just work it one section at a time. Don't sweep away all the old stuff and then put in the new stuff. Do it one section at a time, because I wouldn't want to see you leave a lot of open mortar joints and then get a big rainstorm and have something collapse in on you. That'd be bad.
That would be super bad. Like, way worse than what's already going on, Nick. So definitely tackle this project, and you'll see a beautiful new improved space.
Well, April is National Safe Digging Month. Leslie, I expect the Hallmark card. I'm just saying it right now, okay? But actually, it's a good time to remind motivated DIYers like you to call 811 before picking up a shovel. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, you might think that planting a tree or a shrub, building a fence, even installing a post for a mailbox should be pretty minor digging projects. But if you have the misfortune of hitting an underground utility line, that simple project suddenly can get a lot more complicated. That's why it's really important that you call 811 before you dig. Now, 811 is a federally mandated phone number that's designated by the FCC to consolidate all local call before you dig numbers. Now, there are millions of miles of buried utilities beneath the surface of the earth that are vital to everyday living. I mean, think about it. Water, electricity, natural gas. All of it helps homeowners and professionals avoid damaging these vital utility lines. So the call before you dig service, it's free. Make sure you use it. You want to make the call a few days before you're planning on digging that project. Tell the operator where you're planning to dig, and then your local utility company is going to be notified about your intent to dig, and they're going to send text to your dig site and then mark that location of where those buried lines are with flags or paint. And again, there is no cost here, so it's not going to cost you a penny. But let me tell you, should you cause some major disruption or hit something, that is going to cost you a lot of money. So this is a big money time-saving thing. Call 811. I mean, whether you're planning a new deck, installing a fence post, whatever it is, just call before you dig so that you can stay safe.
You know, last fall we were putting in some new landscaping, and I knew that we would be digging in the area where the gas line came into the house, because you could see the gas meter and you could see the street and, you know, connect the dots. So I did call 811, and actually it was a very, very simple service. It was a very simple thing to do, I should say. You know, I called, the operator asked me all the information, and within just a few days, somebody showed up and they determined whether or not, you know, I needed to talk to the gas company, the electric company, the water company, but they did all that. I didn't have to make multiple phone calls. It just happened. And one day I looked out my window a few days later, and there was these nice little flags bags all along where the gas line was. And so I knew to steer clear. So it's definitely something that you should do, because you're right. If you don't do that and you cause some damage, there's some pretty serious consequences. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, coming up next time in the program, nothing signals the start of spring better than some fresh blooms like daffodils and tulips. But if you want to do that, you better get those bulbs planted now. We'll tell you what you need to know on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.